If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
The body of Whitney Houston was discovered in the Beverly Hills Hilton, hours before performers and producers arrived for a gala ahead of the Grammys.
I'll think of you every step of the way.
The BBC's Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
It was mid-afternoon, Saturday afternoon. The hotel called the emergency services, who were very quickly on the scene. Paramedics tried to resuscitate her, but they were unsuccessful, and she was declared dead just before midnight UK time. A police spokesman has said that there are no signs of any criminal activity, but they don't know the cause of death.
This hotel, the Beverly Hills Hilton, is one that she's performed at in the past and where producers and performers are gathering ahead of tonight's Grammys.
Yes, that's the reason that she was there. It is Grammys weekend in Los Angeles, and she was there to attend a traditional pre-Grammys party hosted by Clive Davis, who really was her mentor. He was the first person to sign her. He got her into the business. He was her first producer, and they were very close. And the gathering went ahead, probably inappropriate to describe it as a party, more an event to perhaps talk about what happened, celebrate her life.
And
Whitney Houston was born in New Jersey in 1963 and grew up singing in church. Her voice spanned three octaves. Her studio albums all sold 1 million copies. Two of them topped 10 million copies each. The producer, Simon Cowell, said she'd been the true pop diva, a woman who earned the title through talent. Dolly Parton said she remained in awe of Houston's performance of the song she wrote, I Will Always Love You. Barbara Streisand said it was sad that her gifts did not bring her the happiness they'd given those who'd heard her.
She was an icon of the business. She was the golden girl of the American recording industry, at least in her peak, those peak years in the 1980s and 1990s. And quite frankly and quite simply, no one had a voice like Whitney Houston. And she had some huge, huge hits. Saving All My Love for You, Greatest Love of All, which was the song that was memorable from the Muhammad Ali movie, I Will Always Love You, which is from The Bodyguard, and many, many more. She was an artist that was a recording artist. She was successful in movies as well, and certainly looked up to by her contemporaries of her generation and new younger artists as well. They often say it, that no one could do it quite like Whitney Houston. There were lots of people, you watch the reality talent shows these days, and I think Whitney Houston's songs are the most frequently attempted by the younger artists, but they never quite hit the notes in the way that she did.
Houston herself blamed her stormy marriage for her addictions that harmed her career. She was frank in this interview with Diane Sawyer of ABC.
Is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? Is it cocaine? Is it pills?
It has been, at times.
All?
At times.
Do you think of yourself as an addict?
I am addicted to a few things.
Like?
Making love. I don't like to think of myself addicted. I like to think of I had a bad habit, which can be broken.
Oh, Lord, till I will.
She acknowledged her drug and alcohol problems. She, yes, she also talked about her very difficult marriage to Bobby Brown. It's a lot of people at the time were surprised when the two of them got together in the early 90s. He was known as a bad boy of the music industry, and there she was the queen or the princess, if you like, of the pop music world. And it was an uncomfortable union as far as a lot of people saw, and it was a marriage that lasted for several years, but we now know it was troubled by the alcohol abuse, the physical abuse as well. And a lot of people say that perhaps that was the time that things started to turn a little sour for Whitney Houston. That it was the years after that that her personal turmoil really came to the surface, and her career suffered.